This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, say you've got a restless pro football team in your city. You'd like to keep it around. What to do? Mike Pesca will be here with that story.
First, though, today the president is again speaking about his war on terrorism. But his speech yesterday is still making news. President Bush admitted the existence of CIA prisons overseas that held high-level terror suspects. 14 of them will be sent to the Guantanamo Bay prison. Joining me to talk about some of the political implications for the president is John Dickerson. He's Slate's chief political correspondent. Hi, John.
Hello.
Well, that was a pretty dramatic speech, John. What's the response from the president's fellow Republicans?
Well, they're still assessing the fallout from it. Republicans are happy in general to have the president up there making the case for the war on terror and doing dramatic things to shift what's a very ugly political landscape for them. And in Congress, he sent legislation to Congress which will keep them busy until the end of their session. But there are a lot of moving parts to this, and the politics of this, they're all still sort of trying to figure out as we go along here.
Now, the president's legislation revives the military tribunals that were struck down by the Supreme Court. What's been the response there on Capitol Hill?
On Capitol Hill, Republicans aren't sure exactly what to make of the president's new proposals. Some of them look very much like what he's been arguing before for the treatment of these detainees, and there's been pushback from Republicans. The most prominent is Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. The president wants, in some instances, for these detainees to be kept from their own trials. Lindsey Graham is against that, and at least on that point, there's going to be a debate. And there may be several other issues, as the details are worked out, in which Republicans are pushing back against what the president has proposed.
Is that surprising to you, John, that Republicans are pushing back?
It's not surprising because some of these Republicans, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, have been adamant on some of these points. And there is at least the initial feeling that while the president made a number of new disclosures yesterday, he has not changed his tune on some things. And they make the case that this sends a message to the rest of the world that if we don't treat these detainees in the proper way, that we lose our moral standing in the world. And they are adamant on this point. They've fought the president so far, and I would think they would probably continue on these specific points to fight him.
What about the political maneuvering behind the scenes? Where is Karl Rove in all this in terms of whether or not he is the genius behind this public relations push?
Well, Karl Rove was surely involved, and the White House insists that this announcement yesterday had nothing to do with politics, but everything does, and of course it did. And this speech comes in, and this new set of policies comes in the middle of an attempt to change the narrative on the part of the White House and the Republican majority in Congress. They want to get away from talking about Iraq, and they want to talk about the global war on terror. Well, the president's speech yesterday, one of the major things it did, is it laid out a series of detailed explanations about these 14 men who are being held in these secret prisons. And it was a show, essentially, of how effective the administration has been and how dangerous these men are. And it changes the topic rather dramatically, at least for a day, from conversations about how badly things are going in Iraq.
And this strategy has worked in previous elections.
It has worked in previous elections. The challenge for the president and the test of whether it works now is whether the country believes him. He put out a very specific set of details yesterday, and they were rather dramatic. But we've got to take his word for it. There's no way to challenge anything he's saying. And the American people have lost their trust in this president for a variety of reasons, from Iraq to Katrina. And in this case, he's making this appeal to them, essentially, from a political perspective. We'll see over the coming weeks whether they think this is, in fact, the dramatic story that the president puts forward, or whether they shrug it off and continue to blame him and the Republicans for the state of things.
Meanwhile, there's a war going on in Iraq, and we haven't heard a lot about that in the last several days. But where does that fit into all of this?
The voters in polls give the president and Republicans high marks for their handling of the war on terror. It's sort of the last area in which he's doing well with Americans. They give him very low marks on the question of Iraq. Simply put, the politics of this is for the president and Republicans to talk about the war on terror, where they're doing well, relatively speaking, and not talk about Iraq. So to the extent that the conversation over the last few days has been about this global war on terror and not about Iraq, that helps the president and Republicans. Does it help them just for a couple of days, or will it have a more sustaining effect? That's unclear for right now.
John Dickerson is Slate's chief political correspondent. Thank you, John.
Thank you.